It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. New Mexico state health officials on Thursday announced 227 additional COVID-19 cases in the state. That includes 47 new cases in Doniana County and 4 new cases in Grant County. Luna County and Otero County each had 1 new case reported. Health officials also reported 5 new deaths related to COVID-19, including a man in his 70s from Doniana County. Officials say the individual had underlying conditions. Doniana County is getting closer to having their first children's museum. A contest to name the museum will start on October 7th. To learn more, Emily Guerra talked with Engage New Mexico lead museum coordinator Michael Radke.
When did this idea start about the children's museum in Doniana County?
Oh, this started with some really early conversations back in the fall of 2014 and formalizing in the early part of 2015. Members of the Early Childhood Education Coalition, including our partners at La Clinica and the Las Cruces Museum Network and Children's Reading Alliance and many others, were really interested in how we could create. At the time, we were creating programs where we were collaborating between these organizations. And as we were doing this, we thought, how could we do this in a way that would really centralize our efforts? And creating just another office space didn't seem to meet the needs of our community. And so that's when we got creative and started looking at different alternatives. And the museum was one of the ideas that came to the top and just continued to get traction.
And what are the different phases of the development of the museum?
The phases of development we're kind of in the middle of right now. So in 2014 to 2015, we had done a considerable amount of planning and research. We actually received a grant to go travel around and visit different museums, meet with museum directors, and learn about best practices within emerging museums and learn about activities and developmental domains and approaches on how we could implement those in our own children's museum. And during that research time, we were, you know, just kind of collecting information. So in 2018, we took all of that information and used that to create sort of a roadmap. And that's where we came up with our phases of development. And so phase one, Engage New Mexico and the coalition partnered with Cruces Creatives, which is a local makerspace. And they help us construct 3 small modular exhibits that we were then able to take around the county to sort of build awareness about the project and also collect information from our community to learn about, you know, their educational needs and desires and what they'd like to see in a children's museum. The second phase of this project includes developing a mobile children's museum. And so back in the fall of 2018, we also purchased a 38-foot RV, which we are planning to outfit as a mobile children's museum with the intent to travel around all of Doniana County, you know, from Sunland Park to Array and everywhere in between, going to, you know, places that, you know, really don't see many educational opportunities delivered to them, you know, places like Barino, San Barino, and Mesquite. So it's our intention for phase two to launch a museum that serves our entire county. And then phase three is to, in partnership with the city, launch a brick-and-mortar children's museum in Las Cruces that will be, you know, a full-scale facility that can house the children's museum and also the component of a family resource and information center that will really serve as that hub for early learning services across the county.
And have you found the location for that museum?
That's, you know, on everybody's mind. And at the moment, we're still in discussion with the city and other stakeholders and partners, but the short answer is no, but there's a lot of thought and consideration going into this because the intention is to make this accessible and really an institution that can serve on a countywide level.
Well, some of your goals and aspirations of the project is the naming contest, and you submit the names to successdac.org. Tell me about that.
Yeah, thank you for asking. So the idea behind the naming contest is to really initiate the first push of the community-based planning and honing into our community-based assets. We'd like individuals, children, families, their parents, their caregivers, teachers, and their classes to come together and read the information that is available on the successdac.org website beginning October 7th and really sort of formulate what the vision and values of the museum mean to them and how they could put that into words for a title and how what would we call this. And it's our hope that in doing this, you know, we can really cultivate that civic pride that we have for our county and the very uniqueness that Doniana County just radiates through the state of New Mexico and, you know, across the country. And we're hoping to really find a name that is representative of, you know, the thoughts and ideas and values of our community.
You can listen to Emily's entire interview with Michael Radke at our website, krwg.org. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.